Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, hi, Ravi.
Yeah, hi, Shuni. Yeah.
Ravi, after this win, the one thought that comes to mind very clearly is that there are at least three players available for each slot in the Indian team. That is the kind of depth we are looking at. Like, for instance, there's a wicketkeeper batsman right now who's a toast of the cricketing world. And then again, there are two warming the bench whose potential is nowhere in doubt. So this is the healthiest problem of plenty that the Indian cricket has ever faced. Your thoughts on this?
I think very good question, and that's the most positive thing to come out of the bubble, Shrini, because of the bubble you had to go with enlarged squads. Normally you would go with 17, 18, but because of the bubble and because of the quarantine laws that exist, you had to go with 25, 30, 35 in certain cases. So as a result of which, you had to dig deep and pick your best 30 players. And as luck would have it, we were left with no choice but to play each 30 of them. And you found out, who's good and who's not good. So it's a good headache to have. It's something that's worked well. You would have never imagined the number of players that would have played for India, 6 months ago. If you think Natarajan would have played a test match, no way. You would have said he would have played a test match. Will Washington Sundar play a test match? No way. He would have played a test match. But, these are things you would not imagine, but circumstances make it happen. And I'm glad the youngsters who got the opportunity, have grabbed it with both hands.
Wicket Krishna.
Ravi, in the WTC final, another cycle begins soon after that. From the experience of playing in the first cycle of WTC, what are the changes that you would love to see, or that you think the WTC has made it relevant as well in terms of test match, because there is a difference in the number of matches you each team plays? What do you like to see in the WTC second cycle?
I'm not even worried about the second cycle. I'm thinking of the first cycle. Yes, if you ask me the problems in the first cycle, please don't shift the goalposts midstream. Okay, I'm sitting at home in COVID, right, in the month of November or October. You have got more points than any other team in the world, 360 at that time. Suddenly, a week later, without playing cricket, there's some rule that comes that they're going to go on percentage system, where you go from number one to number three in a week. Fine, that's because of countries not wanting to travel to countries that are in the red zone or whatever. All acceptable, fine. Now, I want to understand the logic behind this, because what is the way forward for me? I have two tours left, sitting on top of the table comfortably by leading by 60, 70 points as opposed to any other team. They say, no, you have to go to Australia. I say, okay. What have you to do in Australia? You have to beat Australia. Yeah. Now, how many teams in 100 years or last 10 years have gone to Australia and you can say guarantee will beat Australia? Now, the reason I'm saying this is you're sitting on top of the table, 360. Percentage system, you have to go to Australia to beat Australia. If you don't beat Australia, you come back home and beat England 4-0, you get close to 500 points. You still don't qualify. That is my experience. So, we have had to dig deep. We have had to go down every hole that's needed to find water. We found it. And we've earned our stripes to be in the final of the World Test Championship, the biggest trophy in the world, with 520 points. So, no more. Don't ask me about the next cycle. First, address this cycle.
Yes, Chavi Chakravarti from the Indian
Express. Ravi bhai, good afternoon. Ravi bhai, the team's catching from the second test onwards improved drastically. I mean, a lot of catches were put down in Australia, and in the past test also a few went down. Did you have a conversation with the team and also with the fielding coach?
Fielding coach is outstanding. I don't need to have any conversations. And when you are in the bubble, you must understand where this Indian team has come from. We've been in a bubble for the last 5 months. We played 8 test matches in 75 days. In my time, probably would play 8 test matches in a year. The off season, you might play 10 or 12 in a year. In 70 days, they played 8 test matches living in a bubble. And opposition, England and Australia. So, you know, the mental strain, the mental fatigue is going to be hard. So, you're going to drop catches. We were not the only team that dropped catches. Australia dropped as many catches as us, if not more. Okay. But the fact is, when we had to take those catches to win test matches, we took it. And that's all I want to remember, nothing else. And the fielding coach, outstanding job. He's one of the best in the world, understated. He's Indian. And he's one of the best.
So there's a question on the chat and I will read that out. It's similar to what you had said yesterday in your interview. Ravi Ashwin also mentioned that the bubble has helped team develop a closer bond. As a coaching staff, what are the lessons that you take forward from this and for the time when the bubble rule is relaxed?
I think I said that first day in Blacktown, you know, when we started training in Australia in hard quarantine. Hard but active, little more relaxed after the first 5 days where you could practice. But nevertheless hard, you couldn't get out of your rooms, nothing. You know, I said to the boys, with adversity comes an opportunity. I said, cricket has never seen something like this since the Second World War. So what you guys are going through is unreal. It is against what you're used to, but you have no choice but to leave everything aside and focus on the game. You know, it's channeling your energies from negative to positive in the direction of what you have come here for, and that is to play for India. So if you can do that, you will add a lot of positives in your character, team culture, work ethics, going forward. And I must say, you know, it is very easy for someone to lose the plot, you know, with the restrictions, with the quarantine rules changing, goalposts shifting all the time. You know, one day you're allowed to do something, next day you're not allowed to do something because of one case here, one case there. Things that you were promised not happening, you know, as well. So when you look at all that, I thought the boys were simply magnificent. And I cannot say how proud I am of my Indian cricket team going through this tough period and qualifying for the World Test Championship against all odds. When you go from number one to number three, sitting in your bedroom, not playing cricket, and then you qualify number one in every department, top of the table, ICC rankings, percentage ranking. Tomorrow there might be some other working that comes out. I think we'll be number one there also.
Coach, big congratulations for this series win once again. I would just like to ask you a little bit about the youngsters in the side. Now, if we talk about Pant, Sundar, Siraj, Akshar, tell us the difference between you being a youngster in your side in your time and them being youngsters right now. And secondly, what did you tell Rishabh Pant after the IPL when he was completely written off for more for his attitude than, you know, what he brought on the table to herald this kind of a transformation?
I think this is an excellent question because I can relate to it. Because at 21, 22, 23, I had similar success. I had hundreds overseas, so I can relate to what these guys have done. I think one quality that comes is you can never mistake or take away the exuberance of youth or the fearlessness. You know, when you're young, when you don't carry baggage, you're not afraid. It's only when the baggage comes in, when you become known quantity and the pressures from the outside come in that you have to perform all the time, that's when life starts. As it started with Rishabh Pant on this trip. Let me address him first. Yes, after the IPL, he came with a lot of baggage. It showed in his size. And he had to lose that baggage, which he did. And he worked his backside off to lose it. And I tell you, he has trained harder than anyone in the last 2 months. And the results are not just for him to see, it's for the world to see. when you have a naturally brilliant match winner of his ability, you know, playing to potential, it's no greater sight in cricket. I think in the last 2 months, what he's done to win matches for India, it there'll be players who won't do it in a lifetime and would have never done it in a lifetime. Now, at the age of 21, to pull off magic like he's done, after working as hard as he has, to then show in his wicket-keeping, like yesterday, I think his keeping was outstanding on that wicket. So, when you add the runs, the match-winning efforts, and the keeping improving, and the hard work he's put in, because like I mentioned yesterday, he was told in no uncertain terms that this game demands respect, and you've got to respect the game much more than what you do. And which he did, which he addressed. And he's, you know, he's reaping the rewards, what he's getting now. Outstanding, simply outstanding. Washington Sundar, if I have to say, unbelievable composure and temperament. I mean, for someone who, yes, at under 19 age, he was an opening batsman. But to see that kind of body language and unfazed by the best bowlers in the world in the toughest situations, as in Brisbane, as in Chennai, you know, was unreal. Because this was an even better innings, I would say, than Brisbane. Because you are playing at home, you have a world championship on the line, you're 50 adrift from the opposition, you're batting with Pant. You've got Akshar coming in next who can bat. But your objective is to get closer to 205. But these youngsters are not thinking in that fashion. They're playing normal cricket, they're playing fearless cricket, and they're playing free cricket. And you then go on to get 360. Akshar Patel, seasoned campaigner. I wouldn't call him a youngster. You know, he's been around the Indian team for years. He's been very unlucky with injuries. A lot of other players have got opportunities because of his injuries, including the likes of Jadeja, including the likes of Krunal Pandya, because he's been injured. So this is the time when he was injury-free. And he made the most of it. But try and think, India playing in India without a Jadeja is one of the best all-rounders in the world. He is arguably the best all-rounder in the world. He didn't play. Someone else grabbed an opportunity. Now, when he comes in and the three play together, there'll be some fun, you know, in India especially.
Karthik Krishnaswamy.
Yeah. Hi, Ravi. Yesterday, you spoke about, how the team management recognized that empathy was going to be very crucial through this period of being in the bubble. Can you give us an example of what this translated to in, you know, how your day-to-day workings with the players, etc.?
You had to be patient more than anything else. See, we started Australia with two losses, right, in the one-day game. So normally, in normal circumstances, you can go straight to the point and address it and saying, you know, you can be a little aggressive, you can be, you know, more straight to the point with the individual and tell him, pull up your socks. But I had made up my mind with my team management very early that we're going to show empathy. Because for 6 months, a lot of the guys have not got out of their flats. You know, no one lives in farms and houses in India. You know, some do, some don't. Luckily, I have a place outside Bombay, so I could stay there and roam freely. But a lot of the other boys were in flats and they're professional sportsmen. So when you can't get out and do the job you have to do for 6 months, which you've done all your life, you know, it's not easy. While as in Australia, New Zealand, you know, the rules were relaxed. People could go out, train. Australia even went out and played in England. So I knew very clearly that it will take time. Now, how much time do I be patient? That was my call. You know, and it didn't take long because a week, 10 days. So we were 2 weeks quarantine, another week, two losses, so 3 weeks. By the time the boys had trained a bit, and I knew we needed one result, our way, for things to turn around very quickly. Because of the work we had done over the last 4 or 5 years as an Indian cricket team, you know, you had realized that this team takes pride in winning. This team doesn't mind losing as long as they throw punches. So it was a matter of just being patient for that one switch of results. And it happened in the third game. in the one-day game through some brilliance from Hardik and Jaddu. And then you didn't look back. I don't think from that day, once we won that game, we matched Australia day for day. Because we lost the one-day series, we won the T20 series, and we won the Test series. So, you know, you can't have a tour like that, you know, where unreal, you know, from lockdown to get unlocked and then pull off something special was very special. So that's where the empathy came. Where instead of being hard on the guys, you said, let's be patient, understand their mindset, where they've come from, 6 months of lockdown, what they've gone through, what the rules are in this place you've gone to. And it was hard because things were being shifted every day. Things that were promised weren't happening. Let me be straight here, right? Because of one case here, one case, they could bend the rules. And we are very accommodating. You know, very accommodating.
Final few questions now. Kushan Sarkar and Amol Karadkar.
Ravina, my question is extension, like, about Washington Sundar. Like, one fine day in the early 80s, you had told that you have to open against the best park bowlers in the world. For Washington also, do you see the glimpse of you in him, like, whatever tough runs that he has scored and the way he has recently said that if he's told to open, he can open, like you did. So, do you see a glimpse of you in him?
I think he has far more natural ability than I had. But definitely he can, I think he should be batting in the top four for his state. There's no question about that. You know, if I have to have a word with any of the Tamil Nadu selectors or the captain with DK or something of that sort, I think he should be batting in the top four. He's good enough. He belongs there. He has the ability and he can get a lot of runs. And at the same time, if he can focus on his bowling, you know, India could have a very good number six in the future, even overseas. You know, someone who can get you a 50, 60, 70 and then can bowl for you about 20 overs and pick up 2-3 wickets. You know, that was my role overseas. I think he can do that role easily and even better.
Coach, one of the positives of the life of the bubble is, as in, from our perspective, multiple players have said that they haven't had a better bonded team all this while. So, from the coaching staff and the team management's perspective, can you cite an example as to the kind of team bonding sessions or the measures that it took in order to get the boys to be together all this?
They have no choice. You know, there are restricted areas, there are team areas. So, you can't go out anywhere, you can't meet anyone. And the same exists now. So, if you want to get out of your room, go into a team area, you know, where you'll meet other players. So, what it's done, basically, it's made players meet each other more often after playing hours. And when you meet more often, somewhere down the line, there will be conversations regarding the game, which used to happen in our time. You know, when you finish the game, you'd still be sitting in the dressing room a good hour after the game, talking cricket. So I think the best thing that's happened is talking cricket amongst, you know, the team members. And they had no choice. So they were forced to do it, and that's been a big help. So they've got to understand each other better. They've got to understand each other's background, mental state, where they come from, where they are in life, settled, unsettled, what. It allowed them to open themselves to their colleagues a lot more, discuss personal issues, you know, more freely, win more trust from the team members. It a lot of positives, like you mentioned, came out, and because of this bubble.
Final two questions now. Shri Gambhira and then Sunil.
Ravi, this is a question about you. You know, there are lots of this alcohol memes and stuff that goes on about you. Recently, you responded to one, calling it banter. But more than fun, especially in the last 2 years, associated with lots of vitriolic criticism. You know, especially after England 2018, where we lost some chances, South Africa stood as well. So probably now it's fun and the tide is turning towards you. How do you feel, honestly feel, I don't have to say honest, you will say, but how do you honestly feel about all this criticism and now at this stage in your career as a coach, a respect coming through, you know, how do you honestly feel? one lighter moment, one funniest incident from Australian, off the field from Australia and in this home series.
I would say, see, it's banter. It's banter all the way. I mean, they do it to have fun. Right? Okay, at my expense, I'll take a laugh here. Yeah. Have a drink on my name. Kya farak padta? I mean, nimbu pani piyoga, yeah, I'll have milk and honey. Theek hai, but you enjoy a drink, yeah. Enjoy karo, yeah, at my expense. Na. You bring, I mean, when you post those kind of things, kitna jan haste hai, yaar. Kitna jan khush hote hai. कितना जन बोलते हैं देखो रवि के बारे में क्या आ गया एंजॉय करो ना यार हमको क्या फर्क पड़ता है एज लॉन्ग एज द टीम डज वेल आई एम हैप्पी
नो आई हैव गॉट दैट शी क्रिटिसिज्म ऑफ यू एज अ कोच अराउंड 2018
अगेन नहीं हो रहा है अरे क्या क्रिटिसिज्म क्या बात है यार इतना क्रिकेट होता है श्रीराम तू कितना क्रिकेट देखा है हां टोपी कितना जल्दी घूमते हैं यार आजकल तू यू नो यार मोर देन एनीथिंग एल्स इट ऑल रिवॉल्व्स अराउंड परफॉर्मेंसेस अच्छा करो यू विल गेट द एक्लेड्स इफ यू डोंट परफॉर्म लात मिलेगा अच्छा थप्पड़ भी मिलेगा तो फिर शांति रहो ओम शांति ओम काम करो
फाइनल वन नाउ सुरेंद्र ले ले
रवि जब आपको कोच की हैसियत से बुलाया था बीसीसीआई ने तब ये रोल लेते हुए कितना आसान लगा था कितना डिफिकल्ट निकला कैसे आपने ये जर्नी देखी है और इसमें मैन मैनेजमेंट कितना है और टेक्निकल कितना है जरा प्यार से बताओगे
यार सुनंदन मैं कभी एक्सपेक्ट नहीं किया था जब मुझे ये काम दिया गया मुझे पता नहीं था ये इसमें एंटेल क्या होता है लेकिन करने के बाद इतना जितना मैंने ये 6 साल में सीखा वो पहले 35 साल में नहीं सीखा गेम में मतलब आप बता रहे हैं मैन मैनेजमेंट सबसे इम्पोर्टेंट है लेकिन उसके बाद उससे ऊपर जो इम्पोर्टेंट चीज़ है टू अंडरस्टैंड ह्यूमन बिहेवियर एक एक बंदे का क्या इंस्टिंक्ट्स है क्या बिहेवियर है क्या माइंडसेट है वो समझने में सबसे इम्पोर्टेंट चीज़ है मीन्स हाउ समवन रिएक्ट्स टू फेलियर हाउ समवन रिएक्ट्स टू सक्सेस किससे कब बात करना है किससे कब बात नहीं करना है टेक्निकल बहुत कम है क्योंकि ये एक बड़ा ग्रुप है सो टू अंडरस्टैंड माइंडसेट एंड मेक इट वर्क एज अ कोहेसिव यूनिट यू नीड टू बी ऑन टॉप ऑफ द बॉल इन अंडरस्टैंडिंग माइंडसेट्स सो दैट दे कैन ऑल कलेक्टिवली वर्क चैनलाइज द एनर्जीज टुगेदर इन वन डायरेक्शन नॉट ईजी क्योंकि हमारे कंट्री में लोग आते हैं अलग अलग स्टेट से अलग अलग बैकग्राउंड से अलग अलग लैंग्वेजेस बात करते हैं तो ये समझने में मुझे टाइम लगा 1-2 साल लेकिन मैं एकदम क्लियर था कि मेरे दिमाग में और कप्तान जो विराट कोहली यू नो यू लॉट ऑफ पीपल फॉरगेट द रोल ही इज प्लेड क्योंकि अगर मेरा माइंडसेट और उसका माइंडसेट मिलता नहीं था तो कुछ नहीं होना था विराट वॉज ऑन द सेम पेज एज मी He wanted professionalism, he wanted work ethics, he wanted fitness, he wanted high fielding standards, he wanted trust within the system, he wanted an energy that was positive, channelized towards playing cricket, no excuses, haro, jito, take ownership if you messed up, rather than pointing fingers, ye nahi hua, wo umpire ne kharab decision diya, nahi, nahi. This team doesn't give excuses, to wo pehla nikalne ka. सिस्टम से ये जो आई वर्ड है वो निकाल दो वी डाल दो तो ये सब मिलजुल के काम किए हम एज अ टीम एंड आई थिंक व्हेन आई सी दिस इंडियन टीम नाउ एंड आई सी व्हेन आई वॉक इनटू द टीम रूम एंड आई सी द एनर्जी दे आई सी द टीम स्पिरिट दे ऐसा मॉल मैंने नहीं देखा है मैं अभी 7 साल हूँ इधर ऐसा मॉल मैंने नहीं देखा है जो ट्रस्ट है एंजॉयमेंट है प्राइड है इन परफॉर्मिंग फॉर द कंट्री ये मैंने नहीं देखा है सो एज एन इंडिविजुअल एज अ कोच आई एम एक्सट्रीमली प्राउड ऑफ व्हाट द बॉयज हैव डन एंड आई एम प्राउड ऑफ माय इंडियन क्रिकेट टीम
मजा आ
रही मराठी विचारला नहीं तो मराठी मध्ये आंसर करत
बरोबर आहे
नेक्स्ट टाइम आहे ना चिकार प्रेस कॉन्फरन्स आता